listener production.
Good morning, Lizzie Viger here, and welcome to Townsville Local News. Checking the weather first, 28 degrees and partly cloudy for Townsville today, down to 17 degrees tonight. Making news today, June 1. The search for a missing teenager has a happy ending, the latest from the Regional Movers Index, and a reminder from QFES about house fires this winter. A dramatic search for a missing teenager has ended on a positive note after 5 hours. SES boats and the QG Air helicopter were deployed along the Ross River at around 7 a.m. yesterday in search for the missing boy. However, it's understood that the teen was found at a house in Kelso shortly after midday. Police began searching the water after receiving a call saying someone was in the water without a specific location being given. Regional Queensland is becoming more appealing by the day, according to the latest data by the Regional Movers Index. Townsville has seen the highest growth in internal net migration, recording a more than six-fold increase in the past 12 months. Commonwealth Bank Executive General Manager for Regional and Agribusiness Banking, Paul Fowler, says Townsville's defence presence and thriving manufacturing, construction and agriculture sectors is drawing more and more people to the area. In other news, temperatures are dropping, but the risk of house fires is rising, according to Queensland Fire and Emergency Services. It says most winter fires are preventable. In July and August last year, structure fires caused damage to at least 11 properties in Townsville. Executive Manager of Fire Safety Mark Halverson says it is vital to check heating equipment and remain cautious.
During winter, we do see a spike of fires caused by heating equipment. So certainly, where people are using heaters, they should never hang clothes, towels or blankets either on or close by a heater, or try to use a heater to warm the clothing up.
QFES also remind us that if there is a fire, get everyone evacuated before calling 000. And a local organisation has been praised for their dedication to reconciliation in Queensland at a ceremony in Brisbane. The 2023 Queensland Reconciliation Award saw Garbutt Magpie Sporting and Cultural Association awarded for its community around its Look Back If You Want to Go Forward initiative. Taking a look at local sport, after trailing 16 points to 18 with 7 minutes of the game left, Queensland dug deep, coming back to win 26 points to 18 in last night's State of Origin match against New South Wales. Cowboys fans will be celebrating Reuben Cotter being named player of the match in the Maroons' remarkable victory over the Blues. Cotter says it's an incredible feeling he can't explain.
Yeah, I can't explain it. It was, you know, so good to get the win, and just how we stuck in there and we fought hard, especially in that second half, going man down and just stuck in the fight.
And Queensland and New South Wales rivalry will continue tonight when the women take to the field for their first game of Origin. Coming off the back of a loss last year, Maroons coach Tiny Norris says the team are looking to win both games.
I think the girls are primed and ready to go. They're fighting fit, and the girls have been outstanding in their preparation.
All the action kicks off tonight in Sydney from 7:45 p.m. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Townsville and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.